Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Steve Garvey showed up early. So a re-revision of the schedule. We're going to talk to Steve Garvey in just a minute. It's the John Cobell Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand. It's the podcast form, and you could hear that later on or tomorrow morning or whatever. And let's get going with Steve Garvey running for Senate. He's been on the show. You're like a regular visitor never these days. Hey, wait, turn his mic on. Let's be good to our guest here.
That's what my opponents are trying to do, trying to shut me up.
That's right.
But no, no suppression of free speech and
when we get tired
sense.
Of somebody, we just turn their microphone off. They don't even know it.
That's right.
Big issue this week. Yeah. Is illegal immigration. LA Times has a story that it's the top issue for voters across the country, and it's a serious issue among not only Republicans, but independents, a significant number of Democrats, and it seems to have been crystallized by that nursing student in Georgia, Lakin Riley, who is bludgeoned to death by an illegal alien from Venezuela. I don't think we spent much time in your past appearances talking about your views and what you think ought to be done with illegal immigration. Sure. You get to the Senate, there's going to be some serious voting going on about this.
Yeah. And we did talk about, you know, the tour I did of the border down south. And we spent about 5 or 6 hours with Representative Issa and some mayors down south. And we went from the ocean to the top of Ote Mountain, which is very close to, you know, Yumba. Jumbo.
Akumba. I'm trying to think how to pronounce it because I hadn't heard of this town until you know, Fox discovered this huge stream of illegal aliens coming over the border. I think it's Akumba.
And we were within a mile of that.
Yeah.
So we could see the top of Ote Mountain, and then these refugees, these, you know, illegal immigrants coming over. And there was a gaps in the wall that were going to be put up. There was a staging area. And then, of course, the administration changed, and that stopped. And then I think the governor of Texas bought all those materials for 10 cents on the dollar. But what happened was now this influx from, you know, deeper into San Diego County has caused a whole new wave of what I term a disaster, really. Now, these thousands are coming through. They're up higher. They're 15, 20 miles up, which means they're going to go more inland. This is just, we talk about supporting our allies around the world, we're in a war. We're in a war with these illegal immigrants coming across because the president, on his first day, made executive decisions that opened the border, that told people to come without any real understanding of how they're going to take care of these people, how they're going to process these people, where these people are going to go, that the fentanyl and the...
Oh, the fentanyl's killing 100,000 people.
Let me give you an example. My youngest son, Sean, goes to Michigan State, and he's a Sigma Nu, and he graduates a year and a half ago. Within 2 weeks, two of his brothers died of fentanyl overdose. I mean, that's the extension. This is Lansing, Michigan, in that area. It's New York. It's Maine. It's Northwest. It's all over the country because of opening these borders to 10 to 12 million people. I mean, 4 years ago, it was 1,000 a day. And a lot of them were legal immigrants coming in. Now to allow this, and it's just disastrous. Let's secure the border. Do we have to do? Bring in the reserves. Let's get back to revetting these people because we don't know who they are. 4,000% more Chinese have come in since October. And these are males, and they're coming in relatively decently dressed. And
These aren't always poor people.
No, they're not poor
people.
These
are middle class or even wealthier people because they paid a huge price to the drug cartels to get shipped from Chicago, from China, often to Colombia or Ecuador, and then they make their way to Mexico City and then up here. But, I mean, they're paying a lot of money for this trip. By the way, we're on Instagram Live if you want to see Steve Garvey interviewed here in the studio.
And by the way, Mexico is down to the 10 most active countries coming into this country.
Yeah,
right? You always think Mexico's first and Central America. It's being passed up by Africa and Asia and Venezuela, a significant amount from Venezuela.
Yes.
And the Chinese. So this is a systematic attack on this country. And why? Because of a lack of law and order. It's a lack of addressing crime in the streets. It's a lack of aggression around the world from Russia to China to Iran, all of our adversaries, that we've allowed this to happen. We pander to people.
Your opponents, Adam Schiff and Katie Porter, they're in lockstep with Biden. From what I've heard of the debates, they don't offer any criticism of Biden's immigration policies.
By the way, they're running for a party, and they're running for a career, and they're running for power. And the other night in the debate, I said, "You're running for power. I'm running for the people. I'm running to get this state back to a two-party state, right? I'm a new voice, right? If it wasn't for me, people would have gone back to a malaise and said, you know, this will change sometime, but let me go on with my life until the end of the month when I have to look at losing $800, $900, $12,000 a year because now we've become a wealthy and a welfare state where the middle class is vanishing and we're never more vibrant than when we have a strong middle class. And that middle class has left the state, 1.2 million people. These people pay good taxes, by the way. So we're now, these illegal immigrants are coming in and we're giving them welfare. We're giving a debit card from $5,000 to $10,000 and they're going on somewhere. And what are they doing? They're putting stress on American cities and American people that are ending up with crime, and they're disastrous, just like this young lady in Georgia. This should not have happened.
You are so right about people moving out. We've had hundreds of thousands of our listeners, KFI listeners, move out because they're the ones who listen on the app to the podcast version of the show. And I see the cities that they're from. And we have a ton of listeners in Texas and in Arizona and Nevada and Colorado, and they write to us. And they keep listening to the show because they're so happy about moving out. Hearing California disintegrate justifies their decision and actually makes them happy. And so we've lost a lot of just mainstream middle class, upper middle class people with good jobs paying a lot of taxes. And they really have fled. I have statistical proof of it every month when I look at where the podcast listeners are located.
And when I'm traveling in the country, people come up to me. Oh, it's great to see you, Steve. Great to see a Californian.
Yeah.
I said, how are you doing? We miss California. We wish we still lived there, but we just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And maybe someday.
Yeah.
And I said, maybe someday. I'm running for the U.S. Senate. Fresh new face, a little old, with new ideas. who's standing up for the people. People are standing up. This is going to be very interesting March 5th, next Tuesday, to see how people are standing up and deciding that they're, remember the old network, mad as hell? They don't want to take it anymore. And I think we're going to start to see that. And that's why, you know, we've had great momentum in 4.5, almost 5 months, where I come from zero to, what, almost mid-20s now?
Yeah.
People are starting to realize that maybe, you know, I know Garv. I can trust him. You know, 20, 30,000 people went to work with me every night. They saw me fail and succeed, but get up again and again, because that's what you do. That's the dream, when you want to be the best you possibly can be. When people came here 50 years ago, with a dream and wanted to build families and businesses and grab great schools for their kids and be able to retire. And all of a sudden, retirement is a year and a half. They have to go back to work, right?
Yeah.
The foundation of who we are, our families, supporting our kids, maybe traveling ball, maybe don't have the money for our kids to experience their dream, don't have enough money for the family to go on a trip to a tournament in Temecula or Arizona. They have to carpool. This isn't right. This isn't California, America.
Hang on. We got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have more with Steve Garvey running for U.S. Senate, second in the polls, and to Adam Schiff.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
Run from 1 until 4 and podcast on after 4 o'clock, John Kobelch Show on Demand. And if you're just joining us, you missed the first segment with Steve Garvey, so you could hear that on the podcast. But we got another one coming up here. We're also broadcasting live on Instagram. And Steve, you just finished up a debate, another one. Turn on his mic again. Somebody's not voting for you in there. I don't know who, but
that's right. Still has time.
They want to hear from you. Adam Schiff and Katie Porter and Barbara Lee, you're up against them. And from the accounts,
can you imagine being on that stage?
No, I can't.
That's why. One of the things was I had to be at one end, so that I could look at when they put me in the middle, you know.
No, I something about Adam Schiff makes me borderline violent. Mm-hmm. I could not stay up there. So you show remarkable restraint considering a lot of the insanity, and it's a good strategy because the more they talk, the nuttier they seem. You've got more confident as you've been debating.
Yeah,
and because I mean. I mean, I'm sure you've done a fair amount of like television appearances, but it's
hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah, but it's got to be the first time you're on stage with three other people who want to tear you to shreds. It's got to be unnerving, no matter how confident you are in a baseball field.
Well, I'll tell you how bad it is. I would have rather been at Candlestick Park in front of 50,000 people, you know, chanting Garvey sucks, right? And yelling at me. I almost got hit by a gym bottle one night, but it was much safer than being on that stage. But to be there and to listen to what they're saying and knowing in my heart and the people watching know in their heart that it just doesn't add up. It's just not common sense. How are they telling us our life is you know, great when we know it isn't? And for instance, the Telemundo anchor said to Barbara Lee, why do the Latin people feel they can't trust the Democrats? And she looks right into her eyes and she says, well, they can't. And I look at her like this, and this is really what it's all about. She was straightforward and honest because progressives don't care.
No.
Because that's what they've tried to do. They've tried to suppress people. And our Latin community has been just phenomenal. Over the 50 years here, the friendship I've developed, the support with the families, the great fans they are, starting back with, you know, Fernando and even beyond that. But to say that and to admit that they don't mind suppressing the Latino community, where I think the Latino community is one of the most vibrant and active and hardworking and fundamental families and cultures of California. So this is what you're up against. You're up against people lying to you.
They tend to take working class people for granted. That you've got nowhere to vote. You're certainly not going to vote for a Republican. You're not going to vote for Steve Garvey. You're stuck with us, so we could ignore you and abuse you and never they don't do anything to make anybody's life better. Yeah. I mean, it goes back to what you said at the opening. It's they're in it for the power.
Absolutely.
And not to help. They don't want to help poor people.
No. What I keep saying, one of my theme is career politicians. Career politicians are running for a job, right? they get elected and they start running again, because they want to go along with the party line. My opponents have voted down the party line 97-98% of the time. There's no way, if you're honest and you want to do what's best for the people, you will vote anywhere near that. It's bipartisan votes are what ultimately drives, you know, the quality of education, the economy, being able to get people off the streets.
And here's an example of the damage they did to poor people, is they voted for all that spending, trillions and trillions of dollars of spending at the start of Biden's term. And that's what created the inflation. And now who gets hurt by inflation? Not wealthy people. Wealthy people can afford a 10%, 20, 30% increase in the price of everything.
Sure.
It's people in the lower and middle classes. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who get screwed by excessive inflation. And every single Democrat voted for every single Biden spending plan, and it totaled, I think, $6 trillion.
And now they want to fail up.
Right? Yeah.
You know, and the press is set about, you know, he doesn't have very deep policy, you know, statements, or it's pretty shallow, or other things. Well, their policies have failed. I honestly have solid common sense policies that are on SteveGarvey.com, right? But they don't want to see that. You know, the darker side does not want to see that. They want to stick to the party line, keep promoting that. And that's why it's so exciting to see people standing up in this state now. Because they are tired of having to that margin each month is within 3%, right?
Yeah.
Which is very narrow. You can't go out to eat, you know, anytime more than once at fast food chain, maybe, right? Close. Well, take a look at what's going to happen at Memorial Day. It's going to be what are gas prices, right?
It's going to be over $5 here.
And then you're going to look at July 4th. What's the food cost then, right?
Because
that's how they manipulate you. And then it's going to go to Labor Day. And what are the cost of school supplies and clothes for your kids, right? This is how they control you back and forth. A vibrant economy, capitalistic economy, a free market, let supply and demand take over. Remember Barbara Lee said in the second debate, she talked about a $50 an hour wage increase?
Yeah.
And the only exposure she would have gotten in any of these is to say that. And, of course, it went national.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's so crazy. But that's what we're dealing with now. So let's get back to just people knowing about that common sense again. And when I've said these things, interestingly enough, all of a sudden I'll hear, you know, Nikki Haley, you know, say this, or somebody else start to say, you know, one of the things that's part of my campaign, which means not only are we resonating on a local state basis, but on a national basis. Because it gets back to things that worked.
SteveGarvey.com is the website.
SteveGarvey.com.
SteveGarvey.com. And before we go, Deborah?
Yes, John?
Are you going to tell Steve your secret?
Steve, when I was a little girl, my dad used to take me to Dodger games, and you were my favorite Dodger. You and Ron Say, I loved you both.
Oh, that's sweet. You like guys about 5'10", then? Not a lot of speed, but power. You know what? But what you've just said... Every week, people come up to me. You know, those were the best of times. You know, we went to Sunday games with Grandpa and sat in the bleachers, or family night on Saturday nights. And that's the great thing about the national pastime. It's the only true constant over the last 125 years. Everybody's played it in some shape or form. They love to go to the games because it takes them away from you know, life itself. But it shows you about succeeding, failing, get up, and keep trying again. Keep reaching for the moon, like I always say. And if you fall short, you'll be a star.
Thank you for coming on again. And anytime you want to come back between now and primary day, and I wish you luck.
See you
next
soon.
Tuesday. Yeah. Steve Thank Garvey, running for U.S. Senate as a Republican, former L.A. Dodger great. And look, I mean, you got Deborah beaming in there.
Oh,
she's all
I'm
flushed.
Blushing.
Yeah.
Woo.
Waited all your life to say that.
I did.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Tomorrow we will have the voter's guide. I can tell you Steve Garvey will be the recommendation to run for Senate. He's really the only normal person up there if you've watched even a snippet of these debates. And we'll have all the recommendations tomorrow, and we'll talk about them on the air as well. The replacement for George Gascon. And also, definitely vote no on Proposition. Well, actually, it's called Measure HLA, because that would reduce by one lane car traffic on every major boulevard in Los Angeles. There'd be one lane less. You name the major road, and they're going to take a lane away and turn it into a bike lane or a bus lane or parking or curbing, or it's going to create massive, like there isn't already massive traffic congestion, right? What we need is more lanes. They're going to take away 50%, between 33 and 50% of the lanes on the major boulevards. Because if you have a three-lane road, it goes to two. A two-lane road goes to one. So, yeah, on all the major boulevards, the plan is 33 to 50% reduction in lane space. Now, who thinks that's a good idea? Who's for that? So you want to vote no on Measure HLA. This is nuts. Almost everything is nuts. Did you hear what happened at Beverly Vista Middle School in Beverly Hills? Well, the boys are sharing images of the girls. It's AI nude photos that they created and distributed. 6th, 7th, 8th graders. And the girls obviously were horrified and traumatized because what they did is they placed the head. Well, there's two ways to do it. And actually, everybody should get their photos off the internet, because somebody could take your head and put it on a naked body. Or they could take a photo of you standing and they could undress you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's dozens of apps online that could undress someone in a photo. So it simulates what a person would look like if they'd been naked when the shot was taken. I guess they could get your skin tone, your skin type, right? And then they just erase the skirt or the jeans
you're
wearing.
Look, if they want to make me look like a supermodel, then go for it.
Well, now it's going to happen.
I'm just kidding.
You opened up a can of worms. You are not going to be able to put the lid on, Deborah.
I wasn't even going to suggest that. I wasn't even going to make a joke.
What I'm saying is, if somebody's going to do that to people, right, yes, you want to look the best you can possibly be.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Is this world coming to?
Eric and I are not responsible now for what you get.
Let's delete that. Let's not whatsoever. Put that in the podcast.
So they'll turn you naked, and it removes the pixels that represent clothing and replace them with new pixels. Nude pixels. And now you have a nude person. And other apps allow you to face swap. You could take your face and put it onto another person's naked body. And it used to be you needed 100 people working to create one fake photo. And according to Jason Crawforth, he's the founder and CEO of a technology company called Swear. And his company actually authenticates video and audio recordings to see if they're deep fakes, AI or not. He said you used to need 100 people. Now one person will be able to create 100 deep fakes in the same amount of time.
Jeez.
And there's no stopping this. In fact, according to Wired magazine, a study found that 113,000 deep fake porn videos were uploaded at the 35 most popular sites in the first 9 months of 2023. And what they do is they take the heads of actresses or other famous celebrities and put them on naked bodies, or they take full shots of the celebrities and replace their pixels.
This is so scary.
Yeah. This is our world now.
This just happened with Taylor Swift.
Oh, did it?
Yes, it did. A bunch of AI images were created, and she was nude and at a football game, and guys were grabbing her, and they were put up on Twitter, and there were multiple images, and she threatened legal action, and they immediately got taken down.
Well, she's got the money to fight.
Yeah.
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 I mean, she could shut down these companies by herself because she's probably worth billions of dollars. What they've also been able to do, this technology, put them on videos. So you can take somebody's face or their head and put it on a porno actress who's engaged in some gymnastics. You find this all funny, do you?
No, I don't. I find it very creepy and scary, yeah. And I don't want to be any part of this.
This is the world that guys create.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to be very happy, John, if you end up...
I don't think there's a market for me. Nobody's going to replace my pixels.
You never know.
I don't think you're going to see me in a... Well, I shouldn't say that because I'll open that door.
What were you saying? Keep going.
Well, they'll have the both of us together.
Oh, God, yeah, no. Right. You can delete that too,
Aaron. We can't stop it.
I think it's time for the news.
Yeah, it really is. I just saw, it's bad electric car news almost every day. Apple has killed its electric car project. They wanted to rival Tesla. Their Apple car was supposed to have autonomous driving capabilities, and Apple's pulled the plug on the whole thing after spending billions of dollars in research. So there's not going to be an Apple electric car out there. Earlier in the show, we played you a clip of George Gascon telling a TV reporter, quote, "We're in a much better place today than we were 4 years ago." You got cut three ready? Cut three ready? Because there's a lot of people in Marina del Rey and Venice who would disagree with that. There was some burglars went after a whole cluster of businesses at the Marina Center on Lincoln Boulevard. Play the report from KCAL 9.
It all started right here at the Marina Center, and actually this is one of the stores hit that is back open this morning. You can see they are back in business, but their door is smashed right through. Obviously, they're keeping an eye on it, but if you come down here to the Starbucks, which was another business that was hit, you know, they're closed for the day with some wood up on their door and a sign saying, sorry, we can't do business because of what happened here overnight. This was 2 out of 5 that were hit in this strip mall right here, and actually the Ulta right behind this shopping center was also hit as well. But hours after this happened, around 1 a.m., a little bit later, about 2.5 miles away from here in Venice, a similar situation at Dudley Market. And this time, someone was there to watch. Take a listen.
He knew exactly what he was doing. There was merchandise all over the place, and he went right for the cash drawer and the POS area and ripped all that out. And he had actually set it all up down the street there.
And the whole time Paul Markham was watching, the thief ended up coming back to finish the job shortly after walking away. And while trying to escape, Paul caught him as he jumped out the window. His knuckles still bloody when we talked to him this morning from tackling that man down. He said he held down the man until police arrived about 20 minutes later. And the owner of that store tells me he's so thankful for his neighbor, but they were still able to take a few $1,000 on the way out. This is what the neighbor had to say about that. If you could say anything to these guys that are doing this.
Pick a different neighborhood.
All these businesses are saying don't mess with them. All right, now take a look at the surveillance here of what started around 1 a.m. in Marina del Rey. This video is inside of Nick the Greek restaurant. You can see the thief walking in after breaking through the front door and taking money from the cash register. And that was one of the 5 businesses hit in this strip mall. Maintenance employees said they saw it all happen. This maintenance supervisor cleaning up this morning told me that his team saw 2 men going through the businesses. L&L Hawaiian, which was actually just hit earlier in February. They moved on to also break into Rubio's, Nick the Greek, Juice Crafters, and Starbucks, that Ulta as well. A lot of businesses just unable to catch a break at this point. And also that maintenance worker this morning told me that they saw the 2 men just hit store after store after store here. And when they realized people were watching, they hopped onto bicycles to flee. So we don't know for sure if the 2 are connected with this Marina del Rey incident and the Venice incident. We do know from LAPD 1 person is in custody. We know they made that arrest at the Venice market when that neighbor took that man down and police made that arrest there. But,
all right, you know, that's Amanda Starantino from KCAL News. And so they jumped on bicycles to get out of there, which means, boy, when they have the road diet, that new bike lane, that's going to work really well. It allowed the thieves to pedal away more quickly. Now that they'll have their own thief lane to take. There's a lot of stores that got whacked there. And one of the owners tackled the guy. Well, you know, you got to be armed. A few bullets fired at these bastards will end the problem. But hey, Gascon, what did he say? Oh, we're in a better place today than we were 4 years ago. Okay. Conway's here. Thompson's here.
Yes, sir.
And Conway,
hey,
I know you're totally in love with everything that goes on in the city of Burbank.
That's right.
You know, the biggest cheerleader.
That's right.
They want to do a road diet on Olive Avenue.
Oh, right. East of San Fernando.
No, we can't have road diets.
Road diets?
There's a rally going on at 5:15 at Burbank City Hall today.
Yeah, I'm not that. I don't use olive very much.
Tim's a kind of, if it doesn't affect me, I'm not the rally guy.
That's right. That's right.
I'll just take it.
That's exactly right.
I'll let the city abuse me.
If they do a road diet on olive, I'll take Alameda or Verdugo. I'll get around it. Probably pretty good. Steve Garvey's coming on with us.
I saw him out
which
there.
Which is great.
He was just here.
He was on with you. He's coming on with us.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Then he's going to be on with Mo Kelly and then George Norrie.
Hey, whatever he's doing at this station, it seems to be working, right?
It's great.
Yeah. He's second place
in a lot of polls, yeah.
So we'll have him on. We'll talk about the polling, what's going on there. And then also, Macy's is closing 150 stores. I didn't know they had 150 stores. Yeah. Wow. That's a wild thing. Evidently, you guys don't shop at Macy's.
How dare you? we are the very pictures of the Macy's here. Casual menswear department.
All right. And Governor Newsom is facing another recall from Republicans.
Oh, God.
They want to recall
him. There's such a bunch of stupid asses. They
You don't want to recall?
Why? What?
But would you rather have the road diet or the recall?
The road diet. That's what they ought to be. They ought to run campaigns to get rid of road diets.
That's right. Yes, exactly right. We also have the weekend is going to be pretty rainy. And I know Mark's a big meteorologist. So.
Yeah, be happy to fill you in on anything.
Pick your brain.
Sure.
But Steve Garvey, man, how great is that?
Pretty cool.
It's a fun day.
Look, you grew up watching the Mets.
Yes, but he was my first autograph. When the Dodgers came to town when I was 12 years old.
Okay, okay. But when you were 8, 9, 10 years old, who were the guys you were watching on the Mets?
Tom Seaver.
Okay, Tom Seaver.
Yeah.
So if Tom Seaver was running for senator, that's like my Steve Garvey running for senator.
I get it. I understand.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I also find him just amazingly normal.
Yes.
It's very disarming.
That's right.
You listen to Adam Schiff for 5-10 minutes, your ears start to bleed.
That's right.
Garvey's very soothing.
I just think he's dreamy looking. I want to look like that when I'm age he is. I think he looks really handsome.
He's in
handsome.
His 70s. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. He's in better health than I am.
Dreamy.
Well, of course he is. He's a little
I've got a little bit of a man crush on Steve Garvey, I'm realizing.
Say, people are going to talk if you...
Yeah, I mean, I'm a straight guy, but I have a man crush on Steve Garvey.
I went home last time he was on, I said to my wife, man, that guy, Steve Garvey, is in better shape than I am. Yeah. And my wife looks at me and goes, Tim, he played Major League Baseball for 20 odd years and he doesn't go home and eat Cheetos and watch Fox News. How do you know that?
She could have just stopped at Major League Baseball. She had to go for the put away.
He's not eating Cheetos and watching Jesse Waters?
He could be watching Fox News. He isn't eating the Cheetos.
That's right, man.
At least not as many as you are.
By the way, Cheetos right now at Vons. You buy two, get two free.
I'm there.
Now enjoy yourself with the Cheetos.
All right,
man.
Conway.
All right,
Thompson.
Ding dong.
Crozier with the news.
And Garvey
live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.